I'm very, very glad that you're all here today. You know, it's a wonderful day, as every Sunday is among us. It's a wonderful day because of the music we're having and our annual meeting, all rolled into one, which is just great. When I was working at the parish I grew up in, I was volunteering there. I think I was between college and seminary, as I recall. And we would join in with other churches. We'd bring our youth group over and join in with other churches and do things. And at another church nearby was our old friend who I've mentioned before, Dan Sullivan. He's the one who did the wedding for Pete and Bobby. Oh, not all that long ago, but still a while back. Right. And one day we got a bunch of youth groups together, and Dan was there, and somebody came in late. And of course we all saw that, but Dan just went like this, come on, just like that. And the person just perked up, wasn't embarrassed about being late anymore, and you know, joined in, which was great. And that made a very big impression on me. Because it wasn't too long after that, we were at some other meeting. I think I was in charge of it. And one of the members of our church came in late. So you know what I did? I just went like this, waved my hand, come on in. And later, it was a young woman. That young woman's mother said to me, she really felt welcome when you did that. Now, I mean, that's in some ways a small matter, but it's also a very big thing, very important, and it's something that we share among us here at St. Francis, because one of the things that marks us, as we looked at from time to time, is a joyful welcome. When people come here, they just get a joyful welcome. And one of the things that I believe God wants us to be doing in the coming year, well, always, but in the coming year, maybe with a little more emphasis, is taking that joyful welcome everywhere we go. For everything. When we're coming into worship, we have a joyful welcome for the presence of the Spirit. We're just joyful and glad that our God is coming into our lives. And then also with each other, when we see each other. That part we have down pretty well. And then there's the surrounding community. There's a joyful welcome that we carry into the surrounding community. And I want to describe that. And there's a specific way that happens that I want to get to in just a minute. What we see, though, is how Jesus is modeling that and opening the door for that. So we see in the gospel reading today that things were going along, and there he is in Nazareth where he grew up, and Where is that reading? Here we are. But when he heard that his cousin, John, was arrested, he left. He left Nazareth, and off he went to Capernaum. That is a very significant move. Not because you have to pack up all your stuff and, you know, find a new doctor and all that. It's Jesus went into Capernaum in Assyria, Capernaum, the area where the Assyrians had completely just destroyed, just rolled over that area, and you know, some centuries before that, and they never quite got past it. They never got back to where they were before, and that's what Isaiah was talking about in the first reading today, that had happened that in that area, and that God was going to restore it. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That's what that is about. That the destruction the Assyrians brought upon that area was going to be completely overcome, and things were going to be restored, even more so than what they were before. And that's what Jesus is signaling, saying this is what's going to happen, because I am moving into the area that was destroyed. And there was also a lot of Gentiles in that area. That was one of the places where Jews and Gentiles had a lot of interaction. It's another sign that Jesus is going to bring the kingdom so that it spreads throughout the entire world. And that's was his desire. That's why he came. Those are the things that he's doing here. He's restoring what had been destroyed in the past and opening the door for the future. All of that, you can say, is a joyful welcome that Jesus is bringing to the people of Israel as well as to everyone in the entire world. That's the one we follow. That's just such a wonderful thing, and we are catching it here, and we're walking in that in many ways here. Now, the next thing that you see in this gospel is here's Jesus going along, and Capernaum is a big fishing town, and next thing you know, he's coming across Peter, Andrew, and you know the familiar story. He says to them, "Follow me. I see you're fishing. Follow me, and you're going to fish for some other things, mostly people. I'm going to show you how that works." And so off they go, and then there's James and John, and Jesus says a similar thing to them, and off they go. So the four of them are following Jesus, and things get started. They're all off to fish people. Now, I want you to notice something very specific about this, because this is the way that Jesus equips us to carry a joyful welcome into everywhere we go, anywhere and everywhere we go. What he did with these four men is something that he does with us. And when he does that, then the same capacity starts building within us. And it's this. I want you to notice that Jesus did not do anything to change their basic gifting, their basic skills. He didn't make them into somebody that they're not. Oh, you guys fish. Okay, let's do that. Come follow me. He didn't say, I want you to stop fishing. You know, I never liked it. I don't like it now. I'm not going to like it later. And I don't want you doing that. He didn't say, I have something. You know, it's a lot cleaner for you. Nothing like that did he say. And he does not say that to you and me. He doesn't look at us and say, oh, this is what you love doing. This is the thing that you're about. Well, you can forget that from here on. You will never hear that from Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Yep. He will take who you are, restore it to what it was created to be, and take you in that beyond what you could imagine. And that equips you, gives you the capacity to extend a joyful welcome wherever you go, just wherever you are. That's what he did with these four fishermen. Made them fishers of people, as it says. Okay, is everybody okay? You catching that? Now, the question, I think, is how does that work for you? How do you and I gain that capacity to move in that direction and be that way? How do we get equipped by the Spirit of God to take a joyful welcome anywhere and everywhere we go? I believe it is this. When you perceive God, that perception changes you. It increases your capacity. And one of the capacities that's increased is the ability to see God anywhere you go, anywhere at all. And when that is going on, when you see God anywhere you go, and you join in with what God is doing, however that is, remember, it'll not be something that contradicts the basic way you were created. When you step into that, you become someone who has room for other people who are around. There's a joyful welcome that is part of who you now are. Because you have perceived God, it has enlarged you, and you've joined in with what God is doing. That's what it is for the people who have walked in darkness to see a great light. when you see a great light, it increases you. And that increase is the room that you have, as well as the desire to welcome people to know the Jesus that you are following. The key, the hinge, the linchpin, the way in is that you see God. You perceive the presence of God. You can do that at this very moment, perceive the presence of God. You can do that anywhere and everywhere you are, is perceive the presence of God. If you've been in St. Francis for some years, you spent a lot of years praying, open the eyes of my heart. You are right at the threshold of seeing more of God than you have ever seen. And if you haven't sung it that often, you are still on the threshold of seeing more of God than you have ever seen. So, how do you do that? You say, Lord Jesus, I want to see you. Or if you want something a little bit more out of the writings of Paul, you could say, Lord Jesus, open the eyes of my heart. Jesus, I want to see you. And then, in whatever way Jesus chooses for you to see him, is how you will begin seeing him. And as you continue in that, and you continue growing in that, you will see Jesus everywhere you are. You will sense his presence. You will know Jesus is there. You will have that feeling. Whatever it is that he brings to you to let you know that he's there, that's what you will start seeing more and more and more. And when that happens, you are carrying the joyful welcome, which is the invitation to others to know him. Now, what you don't have to do is have the ability to answer every theological question that ever comes your way. I mean, if that's your excuse for not wanting to do this, you are caught right here in church, and now's the day for you to give that up. Turn from that. It's not a good one. It holds no water. Because you can see Jesus without knowing the answer to tough theological questions. Everybody okay? All right. Now, I want you to know that I strongly believe that's the direction God has for us in this year of 2020. And, you know, it's not because 2020 and 2020 vision and all that. Never mind that. It's that God wants us to perceive the presence of Jesus with us. And we are moving in that quite well. Now, I promised the chart, so I'm going to bring it out while the Spirit of God is, you know, upon you, convicting you of these things. You don't have to pay attention to the chart if you're paying attention to the Spirit of God. That's okay. But here we go. This is St. Francis in 2029. I showed this to you before. Here we are in the church, St. Francis. Here are two of our kind of outreaching missional communities, if you will. Symphony, which is, since we made this chart, is now called Blue Ridge. And a lot of their outreach is visiting the park. A lot of their outreach are these groups, Theology Joan Tapp, Bad Girls, Bible Study, that one. And then other kinds of things which are going on, which have an outreach component. The Garden, of course. Goochland Cares Food Pantry. Bright Beginnings. Mannequin Market, Christmas Mother, or whatever that was this year. And LP, what's LP? What? Little People. Well, whatever it is. That's right. It'll come back to me later. I got most of them. I mean, come on. And then we have their foundation here. The liturgical arts, hospitality, safety and security, administration, maintenance. Well, that's who we are right now. As we go along in this, in any and all of these, no matter what they are, no matter how they're going, no matter if they've been destroyed and are coming back, no matter if there's people in there who you thought, what are they doing in there? What's going on? You know, like the Gentiles in Capernaum or the Assyrians overrunning that area or anything that. No matter what it is that has gone on and where it is now, you will be able to perceive God in any and every step you take in any and every of these activities. And then when the activities are done for the day and you go home, you will be able to perceive God on the way home, at home, when you get up the next day, when you're walking around doing something else, no matter where you are, you will perceive the presence of God. And what that means, I mean, this is the thing to remember. When you perceive the presence of God, you are carrying a joyful welcome into the kingdom. Now, the people you're around may not want to go in, but you're carrying it. That's how you carry it. It's not a matter of training. It's not a matter of memorizing the Bible. It's not a matter of reading the right books, although I want you to do all that and more. It's just that doesn't get you there. It's perceiving the presence of God gets you there. That's where we're going in 2020. Okay, let's stand. Lord Jesus, we want to see you. We want to see you wherever we go. We want to see you whatever we're doing. We want to see you all the time. We want to see you in the places we never thought we'd see you. And we want to see you in every aspect of our lives. And we ask that that would increase within us, the perception of you would increase within us, and that we would carry the joyful welcome we feel around this table everywhere we go. And we ask that for the glory of your name. Amen.